Listen, there's a great work to be done. As soon as you win this court battle, you must deliver this message. Take advantage of this opportunity and declare a powerful message to this world. He expects more of us. He believes we can do more. Who's going to stop Christ? Who's going to stop Christ from getting this work done?
This is Behind the Work.
Welcome to Behind the Work. I'm Grant Turgeon. Today's episode will be slightly shorter than usual, and I'll explain why at the end. But I just wanted to draw your attention to the subjects of my recent episodes of Behind the Work. A couple of episodes ago, I interviewed Original 12 Philadelphia Church of God member Laura Turgeon, who just happens to be my mother as well, even though that's not why I actually interviewed her. And then last week, I was able to interview another Original 12 member, Mrs. Andrea Fraser, and her husband, Mr. Gareth Fraser, who is a PCG minister, and also he is the son of the first international PCG member. A lot of valuable church history covered in those last two episodes of Behind the Work. So I encourage you to go to kpcg.fm and listen to those if you get the chance. I've been taking advantage of the podcast app on my iPhone lately because you can play podcasts at double the speed. So anytime I'm a little bit behind on some of the KPCG programs, I put it on double speed, listen to the presenters speak on turbo, and finish their programs in half the time. So that's a little bit of a hack for those of you who didn't understand that you could do that with your iPhone. Well, we have been talking about church history on this program lately, and that was also the subject of PCG Pastor General Gerald Fleury's sermon on the PCG anniversary weekend a couple of weeks ago. He talked about church history, the importance of knowing it well, the importance of placing the proper emphasis on it, especially when it comes to the new throne of David, and you can read that book by the same title at thetrumpet.com. He talked about the importance of getting church history right. I've been thinking about this recently, and I realized that this church has an abundance of material about church history. It's not just something that we mention in passing. We produce so much about church history. There's the True History of the True Church of God, which you can also find at thetrumpet.com. That book is well over 200 pages from what I remember, and that covers the seven church eras. The seven church eras of Revelation chapters 2 and 3. We also have the autobiography of Herbert W. Armstrong, which is by itself nearly 1,000 pages. That is a detailed account of the Philadelphia era of God's church, the sixth out of those seven church eras. We also have Malachi's Message, which was the very book that got Mr. Fleury fired from his position as a minister in the Worldwide Church of God. That book explains a lot of the history that took place leading to his firing, leading to the WCG falling off track and rebelling against God. And there's also the book by Mr. Stephen Fleury, Raising the Ruins. I wasn't feeling too great this weekend, so I stayed home for quite a bit of time, and I had the chance to read the first seven chapters of Raising the Ruins. Just astounding, the history of what the WCG leadership did after Mr. Armstrong died in 1986. They had an agenda to turn God's church into any old mainstream Christian denomination. That book, if you notice, has dozens, if not over 100, footnotes in every chapter, or references at least. I'm not sure if they're called footnotes or endnotes. I think endnotes, that's a technical difference there. But all totaled, if you try to add up all these different books that I mentioned here about church history, that's upwards of 1,500 or 2,000 pages just about church history. And of course, there's so much more in the Bible itself. How important is it that we learn church history, become experts on this subject? We could literally talk about church history every program. We could extend that program to an hour every week, and it would literally be no trouble at all to come up with a topic. And in fact, 1 hour each week would seem like not nearly enough time. So I just want to encourage all of you listeners to go back to our websites, thetrumpet.com, pcog.org, watchjerusalem.co.il. Find out all you can about the church and its history. It's more than history. It's a valuable record that we can look back on for inspiration as times become much more troubling very soon. The other main point I wanted to mention in this abridged version of the episode today was the upcoming Philadelphia Church of God Ministerial Conference. The 19th Ministerial Conference will have 111 attendees from 10 different nations. This conference will take place December 26th through January 1st. So that's this Wednesday through next Tuesday. Only two ministers and four ministers' wives, were unable to attend this year. But there are 60 ministers in that count of 111 attendees. They will be hearing nearly 40 hours of instruction about their job as ministers, which is to serve and protect God's people. The countries represented at this year's ministerial conference are Australia, Canada, Colombia, New Zealand, the Philippines, South Africa, Trinidad and Tobago, the United Kingdom, the United States, and Zimbabwe. So we have ministers coming here from those 10 nations. And within the United States, we have ministers from Arkansas, California, Colorado, Florida, Illinois, New Jersey, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Washington. I believe that's 14 states as well. So 60 ministers and their wives and a select few other staff members will be attending this ministerial conference. And that's part of why the program today is a little bit shorter. My producer, Gino Chi, will be in charge of some of the wait staff at the conference this year, responsible for providing 3 meals a day to the conference attendees. So because he has a potentially busy and hopefully not stressful, but possibly stressful week ahead of him, I thought I'd make this program a little bit shorter and also let you know that I won't be on the air for Trumpet Bookshelf on Friday or for the next Behind the Work on Monday. That's the bad news, but the good news is that I have a little voice recorder. It's in my pocket right now, and I'll be going around throughout the conference and gathering up as many sound bites and quotes as I possibly can and putting together a segment about the ministerial conference for my next show on January 7th. The next Behind the Work will be on January 7th. The next Trumpet Bookshelf will be on January 4th. So today's episode will be shorter, and we will not be going on the air next Friday or this Friday and next Monday. But you can expect a lot of great content, including a lot of direct quotes from God's ministers who are attending this conference. So that will do it for Behind the Work today, a very short version, but we are stocking up for some great content just a couple weeks in the future. So until then, I am Grant Turgeon. This has been Behind the Work.
You've been listening to Behind the Work. Email your thoughts to comments at kpcg.fm. Listen for a new episode each Monday at 11:30 a.m. Central Time.